answer any questions that you have as well. Thank you, Dominic.
Okay.
Hi, Dominic. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Great.
Glad to hear it. I mean, in spite of some of the things that I have in Richard's notes, the fact that you keep good spirits about things, I mean, more power to you. So basically, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, this is what I gather from the notes. In a nutshell, you're a victim of, like, online thievery, if you will, of your business identity,
yes.
Essentially.
I am. Yep.
Wow. So I did some research because Richard was letting me know, you know, the situation just so I can get prepared. All Seasons Door Co., 4563 Elm Ave, Brunswick, Ohio, 44212. That's you, right?
That is me.
And on the same exact listing, phone number 234-677-8762, that is not you.
That is not me.
And
okay. I reached out to the people that it belonged to, and it was some Middle Eastern fly-by-night group of guys that I think are, you know, stationed all over different counties here in Ohio. They may have came from out of country or out of state and literally just took over the market by stealing, you know, probably this exact thing, business listings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is a very unfortunate situation, and definitely it's something that we can assist with. Since we're a premier channel partner with Google, we do have some back channels to them where we can actually get people on the phone, which I'm sure you have experienced that is virtually impossible for a small business.
For me, it is. Correct. Yep.
Okay. So we can definitely alert them. And good news is your Yelp listing is accurate in terms of the phone number.
Yeah.
So there's then you have a Facebook page as well, with the correct phone number. So there's a lot of proof in the pudding when we bring this to Google and say, hey, you see how this is inaccurate? And they're big fans of what's called NAPW accuracy. Have you heard of that term, NAPW?
NAPW? No, I have
not. It's a business name. It's a marketing jargon for online. So business name, address, phone, and website all being synchronized or accurate. And so when we do NAPW synchronization, we're going to bring this up to Google and say, look, Facebook, Yelp, I mean, Angie's, I can go down the line and show them, you know, all the examples of where we can clearly see MapQuest. I mean, I got so many. So they just plucked the one big one, right? Obviously, that's what they did.
Yeah, right.
And hoping to hide under the radar by not touching any of your other listings that you have.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I really, like I said, with the chaos in the world, I haven't paid much attention to any of it. And for the most part, I've been able to just pretty much stop advertising altogether. So I rely on this organic listing people. And it wasn't until a couple customers brought it to my attention, you know, that I even looked into it. Because, like I said, I just answer the phone.
Because you'll find some people who do their due diligence and they're smarter than the average bear. But then you have some people who are just looking on their cell phone and it has a click-to-call icon and they don't think twice.
Exactly, exactly. And they've stole multiple jobs from me.
Yeah, well, again, we're here to help. So as long as you're okay with understanding, we are a full-time marketing team, meaning we're going to do everything we can to make sure not only this is accurate, but we continuously not only monitor, but we have access to make the right changes and everything like that at all times. If that's something that you're looking for, we can definitely help with that. If you feel that it's worth our service price, you know, we're on a good page here. So I'll go over those details, of course. The other thing that we do, you know, of course, we're going to get your map listing fixed. That's priority number one. The second level of our service is running Facebook ads. Have you ever looked into doing that?
I've done it, yeah, but I would consider doing it again. You know, I'm definitely interested in that.
Well, it's a package deal with us, so it's included with our service, and it's just to let you know, we have two price points. One is just Google only, and then one also includes the second level includes $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. Most of our clients in the, you know, garage door or door outfits, they're pretty happy at that level. And for your sake, the main reason why it would help is it helps get you through some quick action, right, in terms of a responses while we're working on the Google profile. As you know, Google, they're not known to They're not known to move with haste, right? So even though we're very, very fast, and it should be faster than what I quote you, but our promise to our clients is that when it comes to Google optimization and changes like this, 30 to 45 days is what can be expected. Now, for this, it's a much smaller change. You're already on the map. It's just a matter of getting you the listing back and just getting what's yours back to you. So I think that there's a chance we can move much faster, but, you know, I just want to stick to our standard promise. But with Facebook, we get ads live within 7 to 14 days. So that can really get you some quick wins. Especially if you're marketing towards like other areas like, Amherst, if you're going west, or Medina, if you're going south. I'm not sure where
Medina.
So areas like that that are outside of your general area of Brunswick, and that are not showing up on the map all the time when someone looks on Google, that's where Facebook works really well. It's a really beautiful way to target more markets. But the other thing about Facebook, so when's the last time you advertised with Facebook? Do you recall?
It's probably been 3 or 4 years now. I just kind of dropped it. They were handling all my business stuff, and, you know, I just wasn't happy with it. They did a website for us that I ended up shutting off. Now, my only thoughts about all of this, when I put two and two together as to how it may have happened, they were in charge of my web address, which used to be like allseasonsdoorsohio.com, I believe. And I think that I kind of let that get away from me. And, you know, I remember getting a letter saying you have to pay this amount to keep that domain name or it could get away. And I kind of just ignored it. So, you know, is that a possibility that they started with the domain name that led to that organic page? And you know what I mean?
Good question. So what I see is they don't even list a website because they know that they don't have your brand. So from what I gather on that listing, it doesn't even have a website listed. So what's going to be really good for you is when we create the website, this happens within 7 to 14 days. So we're saying 1 to 2 weeks. We'll get a website up and running for you with the correct information. Yet another reason for Google to change course, right, and get your profile back in your hands. So, you know, all things point to yes, you're in the right place by talking to us today. I just want to make sure pricing is right for you, you know, and, you know, some things maybe you can't put a price tag on. Those 45 reviews are, you know, that's blood, sweat, and tears right there. I understand that. So,
Absolutely. So, and I am a very small company. We're a very small company. We're just mom and pop.
Right. And we're not trying to break your back with pricing. I want to be clear on that. We know small business is the way that the world works in the U.S., and we support that fully. So it is a month-to-month program. Meaning, on your end, Dominic, we expect to earn your business each and every month, okay? It's not like we're doing an annual retainer. Now, I have your first name spelled D-O-M-I-N-I-C, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you two text messages from our 877 main line, okay? The first one is just having my contact information so you have a point of contact at all times, you know, even as we move forward. But then the second email, or the text message I sent you, let me know
Let me stop you real quick. Are you texting a 330 area code or a 216?
330-225?
No, you cannot text that. That's an old landline number that I kept and it's forwarded to my mobile. You got to text my mobile, which is 216-390-390-2695.
You're a smart man. So you kept the landline active just because you know sometimes landlines have value on their own.
Exactly.
And
it's a local
and the calls just automatically forward to you though, huh?
Right. Yep.
I remember back in the day, way back in the day, I used to tell some of these people that I trained that like landlines were so valuable that pizza companies would sell their landlines when they went out of business for a pretty penny. Because
yes.
A lot of people just recognize, like, this is the number that I call for pizza.
Yep.
All right. So what I did send you one message now. Let me know if you see that on your cell phone. That is giving you my contact.
Got it.
Okay. The second message is a link to our website. So if you can pull that up on your cell phone while we're talking, great. I just want to show you, we do a really clean, it's not like, how do I want to put it? We don't have like videos and all this like high-end graphics. It's meant to be optimized for a cell phone use. So let me know if you can pull it up on your cell phone and you see what we're talking about for Elite.
Well, I was going to say, I clicked on the link and it took me to a door company. Yeah, I'm in Elite Door Systems.
Okay. So this is a sample for a garage door services. Do you provide garage door services or was I wrong looking at your phone?
Yes. No, 100%. Okay. You are correct.
Okay. Okay. So Elite Door Systems is a sample page. This is our page. You'll see the logo says Local Splash at the top. Obviously, that would be replaced with whatever logo you want to use. And I see All Seasons Door Co. It's a logo with a garage door with a star at the top, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we can replace your logo there. But the beauty of this site, the way we optimize it, as you scroll down, and we talked about this on your Google listing too, you see how that click-to-call icon stays stagnant at the top right-hand corner?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a good call-to-action button, right? Always going to be there. And then in the bottom, there's also call-to-action for text and phone call us again. So these are ways that we make sure that, and you know as well as I do, most people today, this is how they look at a website from a cell phone. They're not looking from a computer.
Yes, 100%.
So we optimize it for cell phone use. And this really helps with the Facebook, right? So we're talking about Facebook again. When they're scrolling through Facebook, the way Facebook does ads now is if someone searched on Google earlier in the day or the week, Facebook captures that information. And I'm sure you know about this background, like artificial intelligence and whatnot. They use a cute word for it. They call it cookies. You've heard that word before, right?
Yep.
Okay. So with these cute little cookies, it's really just information capture. And what Facebook does is if someone was looking for garage door services, garage door repair, any of the keywords that you look to market towards, the way it works is if they were looking on Google earlier in the day, later on in the evening when they're scrolling through social media on their cell phone, laying in bed in a relaxed state of mind, your ad will pop up. And this is why a lot of our clients like the Facebook ads is because now yours is the only ad they see. You're not competing with Advanced Door, Proactive Garage. You know, it's a singular ad pop.
Look, I'm a senior tech guy. I've been at this a long time. I totally get what you're saying. I know how all that stuff works. I understand the algorithm. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
You know,
well then, AI. See, I thought I was talking to a man of the field. I didn't know you
well,
also
I
had
mean,
all that
I,
background.
Just a little bit. Now listen, I didn't say I could do any of it. I just said I understand how it works.
Good.
You know, you just got to have the right guy doing it. That's all.
Well, then hopefully
but
you'll be happy with our price point.
I just hope you guys are reasonable to work with, and you know, I would like to see your website, too. Did you send me your website link?
Yeah, I'll send it to for our pricing. So the pricing page that I'm sending you to also shows a link to our Google Channel Partner credentials because, you know, that's going to be important. It shows that we have a bare minimum rating. So what that means is as a premier channel partner, we have to have a bare minimum success rate of 70% with our clients when it comes to optimization. Good news for you is this is going to be a lot easier to achieve because it's not optimizing so much as correcting your GDP, right? So we just need to correct your business profile. That's going to be a lot easier. But the price we see online
a month for the pro. Yep.
Actually, that's if you just went to our website without talking to me. So when Google tells us we need to fill a slot like what we're doing today, we get really aggressive with our pricing. The pricing I was actually pointing out to you to include Facebook advertising is the Platinum package. And instead of $5.99 a month, it's actually $2.99 a month for you. And it's month to month.
Okay, so no commitment outside of, you know, you think you can get this done within 30 or 60 days. Is that a fair?
30 to 45 is our promise. is our promise.
Okay.
I think we're going to move faster, but with Facebook and your website, that'll be 1 to 2 weeks out. So we'll have those live before the first month is over.
Okay, so I'm committed to $2.99 a month until I say stop.
Correct.
Until I say, okay, yeah. And you guys do the website design, you said?
Yeah, you saw the example. Elite Door Systems,
okay.
It would be a very similar format, just with your business.
Hey, listen, you want my credit card or what? What are we going to do here?
Yeah, definitely. So I will let you know there is a one-time setup fee. On the website, you see it says $2.99. It's actually $99 when we make the outbound call. Does that put you out of line?
No, you need $3.99 today and $2.99 per month if I can continue with you, and you're pretty sure you can get me recovered at least within 30 to 45 days.
You spelled it out clearly, Dominic.
Okay.
All right. So bear with me about 5 minutes, and then we're going to just go through some questions to get your account started, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Dominic, your last name?
Pasquarelli.
Pasquarelli?
Pasquarelli.
Pasquarelli. Okay, great. And then what is a good email address for you?
DD, so two D's, so D Dominic, DDOMINIC, VITO, the number one at Outlook, D Dominic Vito one at Outlook. And actually, we did recover the All Seasons email, didn't we? Okay, so yeah, I think she was, because we did get hacked a couple times throughout the years, and I think for a while somebody had a full run of our email address, you know, but she kind of she recovered it, but I think she has to save or change passwords quite often.
I think. Have you had to check that?
So that may be something else you can help us with, but.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that we do on our end too, as your marketing representative, we set up a security question for you. So that way, when anyone calls, because sometimes there's going to be callers saying, hey, I'm your Google guy, Dominic, and, you know, your stranger danger radar might go up. We give you a security question so that way you can really, make sure of it. But just so you know, Dominic, moving forward, when we call, it's going to be calling from that 877 customer service number that I sent you a text from. So that's our main line we'll make all future calls from. Now, the address I have for All Seasons Door, and just to make sure on your listing, it's All Seasons Door Co. Is that how you want it listed as well?
Correct.
Okay, so All Seasons Door Co., 4563 Elm Ave, and then Brunswick, Ohio, 44212. All that correct?
Yes.
Okay. When we capture a domain for you, it may not be the same exact one you had in the past, but I will let you know the real value of what you have right now is the business profile on Google, because no matter what domain we connect to, that's going to be a prominent domain because of your strong listing.
Good. Good. Good.
All right. So, okay. And then Dominic, let me just go ahead and do this questionnaire. Again, about 5 minutes here.
Now, did you say the address already? 4563 Elm Avenue?
Yep, in Brunswick, Ohio, 44212.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
And then, now, I know that you were talking maybe to your other half in the background. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to put her on file as an authorized user for, like, making changes to your marketing plans with us?
I do. Yep, I do.
Her first name?
Jennifer.
I'm assuming Pasquarelli?
Yeah, you can use Lance. We go by Lance.
Okay, Jennifer Lance, no problem. And then on the card you'll be using today, underneath the name Dominic Pasquarelli?
Yes, it has my name and I believe business name. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll hook you in my Chase.
And then Chase. When we... It'll take me a second just to fill this out, and then I'll go through the card. But for Jennifer, we do a client onboarding call. Do you want her to handle that call, or do you want to handle that call? It takes about 30 minutes.
Today?
We can schedule it for today or tomorrow. We have all day, the rest of the day today available, or anytime tomorrow. First slot is at 10 a.m. Last slot starts at 6 p.m.
I mean, I'd love to get the ball rolling right away, because I do want to recover this organic page. It's really upset me. You know,
the very first slot we have available is 1 p.m., so in about an hour and a half.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you want to be on the call then, right?
We'll probably both be here.
No worries. Okay, I'll put that in right now. Give me a second. Full splash. I'm going to send you an invite as we're speaking to your email, okay? Dominic, I want to say I appreciate you being really polite with Richard earlier. He is overseas. Can I just tell you, because I don't ask where all of our overseas people are from sometimes, I'm not sure if he's from Australia or Scotland. Do you notice
that? I thought it was an Australian accent, yes.
I think
I
so,
really
too.
Yep. Yeah,
but again, it sometimes it's impolite to ask, "Hey, where are you from?"
Yeah, right.
Okay, so some keywords that we're going to use for the business: garage door install, garage door repair. What else do you want me to put?
Right, garage door repair, spring, garage door spring replacement, free door quotes. Garage door openers, garage door remotes.
I hear this from a couple of the other garage door people I work with. Spring replacements where the hot ticket is. Apparently that's really easy service and you make good money.
Right. Well,
because
it's your bread.
If you're not qualified trying to replace a spring, you might rip your hand off, right? Is
that and destroy the motor if it's not balanced properly. And there's a little bit to it. And that's just it. A lot of these fly by night companies that come around, they don't, you know, the text they're sending, they find a guy in every city that'll be Johnny on the spot when the phone rings. And they get somebody out to the house right away and pressure the customer, and they walk away with way too much money. You know, there is a long list of companies that do business that way. We're a family-owned, well-known company outfit that's been in the same area 25
fully licensed and insured, not taking websites or web profiles. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, and then I have here your Facebook profile. I'll go ahead and link that up. So on your Facebook profile, again, if you want us to do any freshening up, just let us know on that. But I included that.
Okay, good.
But it's already looks like it's active. So, you know, if you want to leave it as is, that's fine. If you ever want us to freshen up the photos, just let us know and we can do during the setup.
I did hear you say that included the Facebook setup, but I did not hear you say how many bucket of clicks you were given with that deal.
So it's $100 a month. So the reason why $100 goes really far with our clients, Facebook click cost is about 5% of a Google click cost. So don't get me wrong, you can change your marketing value, but I'd say out of our 10,000 clients nationwide, at least 50 to 60% of them are doing just the $100 a month and they're happy with it.
Yeah. That makes sense. And that's probably all we would need. And if we get too much work, I guess I could always downgrade the package and keep it with you, you know, We don't really need, because that's what I mean. We are a very small outfit. Sometimes it doesn't take much to stay busy the whole week, you know.
Right, right. Yes, so you can pause at any time. Let's say you want to take time off. You can pause for like a couple months or whatnot. So there's a lot of ways to flex as you need. Yeah. If it comes to Facebook ads and you want to pause just that, that's okay too. Again, we know how small business works. There's ebb and flow, right? So we're flexible with you.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then with our service, it includes a free call tracking setup. So the way it's going to work is we don't have to use the 330 number, but with the call tracking, it's a really nice setup to where on the back end, when people call in, you'll know who's making calls through your website and the Google listing. So that way it gives us a little bit more proof in the pudding as far as effectiveness for you, right? It holds us accountable, but then it also stops you from receiving spam calls.
I did that with Sex Media, and I wasn't crazy about that, first of all, because, you know, when my customers look at my page and they see that unrecognizable number, you know, they question it, just like the situation we're in now, you know, with this 234.
Right.
So I'm not.
It would be a 330 number, but I can put no if you want. That's okay, because you do. I mean, you've been in this a long time. I understand the number holds a little bit more value at this point.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay. Well, I will let you know then. It's going to require a little bit more trust on your end to see our work, but at least you'll see it on the website side and the Facebook click-through side on the analytics. Yeah. But as far as call tracking, we can leave that off. That's okay. You know, most of our clients aren't in business as long as you, so your justification is sound.
Yeah, good.
Okay, outside of Brunswick and Medina, where else am I putting, like, areas for, like, Facebook ads and whatnot?
Well, we'll go out, you know, even up into Cuyahoga County, Strongsville, Middleburg Heights, Berea areas.
So you'll start hitting the borders of Greater Cleveland then.
Yes. Yeah, if you took a 25-mile circumference off of our business address, it'd be pretty close, you know what I mean? It would take you.
Gotcha.
And, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a lot of traveling when you
start. Oh, for sure. So Strongsville, North Royalton, you from those areas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. North Royalton, Broadview Heights, Brecksville. You know, Seven Hills, Parma. We try and stay more or less just under 480.
Okay, now I see the border. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Brook Park, Parma, Seven Hills. Got it. Olmsted.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let me type those in real quickly here. Brook Park, Parma Heights, Parma. Seven Hills and Olmsted Falls. All right, those are the last two for now. Okay, we're basically done here on this portion. Now, the last question I have for you is, what hours of operations do you want me to make sure show up on your site and your Google listing?
I mean, 8 to 5 is really what I've always used, but we do a 24. Well, I don't like to say a 24-hour service, but
you're
do
on
emergency
call.
Service. Yeah, I would say emergency service.
Okay, that's going to be another keyword, just so you know. So we'll make sure you put that there. Offers emergency service. So I'm going to put that there as well. Emergency garage door repair as a keyword. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday is your scope typically, or Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, you can do Monday through Saturday. Well, I'd like to advertise the 2 p.m. on Saturday, so 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Nice. trying to catch like an Ohio State game or something? I'm joking.
Yeah, you know, chill for a minute, but still.
I mean, during the summer, it's a good time to start grilling, right? You start grilling Saturday afternoon and then cruise into Sunday.
Yeah.
I used to live in Indianapolis for a couple of years, so my favorite pastime was cornhole on the weekends.
Yeah, there you go. So you're all in right. California now. You're in California now, you mentioned, right?
Right, right. Southern California, Orange County. Yep.
Orange County, nice.
The cost of living's not nice compared to Indiana, I'll tell you that right now. But pay for the beach.
I hear that. Yep. Yeah, we're in Ohio. But yeah.
How long have you lived out there? Is it the past 30 years-ish? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I've been out here for 40 years, you know, as far as living out here. And I've been in the garage door business for 25-plus. It's probably closer to 30, really, now that I think about it. Yeah, it is. It's been 30 years since I've been doing the business. I haven't been on my own the whole 30. I was 4 or 5 years elsewhere and then on my own for 25. So, yeah. But, yeah, this is very important to me to be able to keep that organic listing. And, man, it upset me. I'm still upset.
Well, especially like you said, if things were cruising and you probably didn't think to look because things are cruising and then all of a sudden the cruise control stopped and I could see that being like it's almost like feeling like someone stole your house. I mean, it's just as valuable sometimes.
Exactly. And you know what? I've heard a few stories recently of that happening. So that's the kind of world we're living in today. That's the
You know, in certain states, if you don't live in your house actually for 5 years and someone moves in, they could call it theirs.
Yep.
There are laws like that out there. It's because those laws were created back when it was like, you know, our forefathers' days where, you know, people just capture land. You know, it's normal, right? You just capture land. And now it applies to people squatting in houses for 5 years unmarked, you know, and then all of a sudden it's theirs.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so we're basically done on this process now. To verify your mainline 330-225-9231, we're going to get that reactivated on your GBP. And then your cell phone of 216-390-2695, that's what we'll likely be calling today to finish everything up, okay?
Great.
And then for the remaining portion of this call, I'm just going to set up your subscription so that way we can set up the payment at this point. We're doing the Premier Platinum Bundle to include Facebook and the free website. And then once I'm done setting that up and capturing your card information, I will go through a quality assurance portion of the call. This is just for your quality assurance and make sure that I cross all T's, dotted all I's, clear up any questions you may have, okay? So let me do that.
Right. Okay.
It'll be about 3 more minutes once I get it set up here. Okay, and remember when I mentioned you can choose a security question, so that way you'll protect yourself from any imposters trying to call into you representing your Google partner. So you can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
Do mother's maiden name. And that would be, do I tell you?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, Aletha Sparks.
A-L-I-F-A-S-P-A-R-K-S?
No, Aletha, A-L-E-T-H-A.
Oh, Aletha, okay.
S-P-A-R-K-S.
And when we store it, it's all one word, just so you know, okay?
Right, okay.
A-L-E-T-H-A-S-P-A-R-K-S, right?
Yes.
No one's going to guess that, so you're in a good spot.
Right.
Okay. All right, so, and then on the card we'll be using is Dominic Pasquarelli, and that is business phone number 330-225-9231, or is your cell phone attached to the card?
Again, it's forwarded, so
just write your cell phone number.
Sorry, yes.
Okay. And then the address connected to the card, 4563 Elm Ave in Brunswick, right?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the card information.
All right. Give me 1 minute. All right, so MasterCard 5424-3252-2923-6896, expires 03-28-03-28 and 313 is a security code.
Okay, I'll repeat the 16 digits to you, 5424-3252-2923-6896.
You know what? Wait a minute. That might not be the one I wanted to give you.
No worries.
No. No, I'm gonna give you another one. Five five two eight 6964 6903 5890, expires 0928, and security code 306.
All right, great. So I'll go ahead and update that here.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're almost into the final step of the call here. This is going to be the voice verification, as I mentioned. Let me just go ahead and set everything up. You're going to get your Google optimization, free website, and Facebook ads there. All right. Okay, so I'll go ahead and begin with this. Again, if you need me to pause or re-clarify something, that's okay. But I'll just ask you some questions and just please answer as best you understand, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dominic. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Seasons Door Co.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Dominic Pasquarelli, owner, operator.
All right. And are you, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're, of course, authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Month to month.
Yeah, I meant the billing of your card account, correct?
You know what? I'm not sure what address that's linked to. Hold on. You're saying the home
no,
the
just,
address?
No, just saying that you're authorized to use the card you provided for me.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, great. So to get results as fast as possible, Dominic, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well as Jennifer on your behalf. So just make sure also that you know as a result of the increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors who might be posing, but they're not related to Local Splash. So that's why we provide you that security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash in the event of any confusion. When we do call, moving forward, starting with today's call at 11, starting with today's call at 1 o'clock, we will be calling from our number of 877-635-6225, the same number I sent you a text message from. So make sure you save that number as local / under your contacts, okay?
Yep.
And when we do call from that 877 number, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts with Google Optimizers or SEO providers during the term of your agreement?
Ooh, I'm not sure I understood the first part you said. You're saying, do I authorize Google?
No, so we're your certified marketing representative moving forward, but do you agree to disclose in the event you try to use someone else for online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Wait a minute, what is the term of my agreement? I thought this was a month-to-month.
It's month-to-month. I'm just saying, while you're paying month-to-month, the reason why we bring up this statement is, if you try to use two different companies to do Google optimizations at the same time, it's going to be very ineffective for you and almost like a waste of money.
Right. Yeah, no, there's nobody else doing anything with it at the moment.
Okay, great. So your payment for the initial month of the agreement and account setup will be charged today, April 10th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed next month, your agreement will now automatically renew each month on the 10th day of the month in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, as we are a month-to-month program. Just be sure if you choose to discontinue, you speak to a live representative. Now, in the event of cancellation, go ahead.
I would like to ask you, in the event we did cancel with you, we lose access to that website at that point?
Great question. Let's say you wanted to keep the website, but you didn't want us to do any more optimization or Facebook ads. We do give you the option to keep that website up and running at a cost of $50 a month, where we'll still manage it and make changes if you want to put new photos and things like that. That we don't ever want that to happen, Dominic, but we do offer that because we know websites can be important to people. Okay?
Yep.
So in the event of cancellation, that thing that we wouldn't want, to prevent charges for your next month of service, just make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Dominic, we are basically all done here. Give me 1 second. You're also going to get an invoice to review in writing. Make sure the $398 I spoke about for the first month is showing on that invoice and the $299 moving forward. Again, it's going to cross all those T's about the 30 to 45 days for Google optimization and 7 to 14 for your website and Facebook. So all that's going to be there as well. When you receive that via email, if you wouldn't mind scrolling down, and there's 2 checkboxes to acknowledge receipt, and then if you sign it as Dominic Pascarelli, that would be great. We can get everything set up before the 1 o'clock call. If you don't happen to sign it by the 1 o'clock call, our onboarding team will walk you through it as well. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and process the card, and then we'll be good to go. Okay, the card, the 5890 card, has a different billing address. Do you happen to know what that would be?
That would be 7080 West Law Road, Valley City, Ohio, 44280.
Okay, 7080 West, or can I just put W for West, right?
Yeah.
And then Law as in L-A-W Road, Valley City, 44280, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go and update that. Your card provider does a great job of protecting you, right? If we don't have all the right information, no one's getting charged. So there you go. Everything is good to go on our end. You'll be receiving an email with that initial invoice saying, welcome to Local Splash. So Please get a chance to look at that before the 1 o'clock call. Other than that, we'll give you a call in about an hour and 15 minutes, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hey, Dominic, thanks so much, and really, really look forward to getting this fixed ASAP. I did put in the notes that what we need to do, the false number, all that stuff as we were talking. So let's get those imposters out of the way, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dominic. Have a great one now. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.